Hello, it is Thursday, May 28th, 2020, and here are our daily readings from our daily reading plan, Seek Him, as we continue to seek after Him as a family of families. Today we'll be reading Psalm 69, 30 through 36, Numbers 16, 28 through 17, 13, and Mark 14, 43 through 52. We'll be starting with Psalm 69, 30 through 36. I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. This will please the Lord more than an ox or a bull with horns and hooves. When the humble see it, they will be glad. You who seek God, let your hearts revive. For the Lord hears the needy and does not despise his own people who are prisoners. Let heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moves in them. For God will save Zion and build up the cities of Judah, and people shall dwell there and possess it. The offspring of his servants shall inherit it, and those who love his name shall dwell in it. Numbers 16:28 through 17:13. And Moses said, "Hereby you shall know that the Lord has sent me to do all these works, and that it has not been of my own accord. If these men die as all men die, or if they are visited by the fate of the mankind, then the Lord has not sent me. But if the Lord creates something new, and the ground opens its mouth and swallows them up with all that belongs to them, and they go down alive into Sheol, then you shall know that these men have despised the Lord." And as soon as he had finished speaking all these words, the ground under them split apart, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up with their households and all the people who belonged to Korah and all their goods. So they and all that belonged to them went down alive into Sheol, and the earth closed over them, and they perished from the midst of the assembly, and all Israel who were around them fled at their cry. For they said, "Lest the earth swallows us up, and fire come out from the Lord and consume the 250 men offerings the incense." Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Tell Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, to take up the censer out of the blaze. Then scatter the fire far and wide, for they have become holy. As for the censers of these men who have sinned at the cost of their lives, let them be made into hammered plates as a covering for the altar. For they offered them before the Lord, and they became holy. Thus they shall be a sign to the people of Israel." So Eleazar the priest took the bronze censers which those who were burned had offered, and they were hammered out as a covering for the altar, and to be a reminder to the people of Israel, so that no outsider who is not from the descendants of Aaron should draw near to the burn incense before the Lord, lest he become like Korah and his company, as the Lord said to him through Moses. But on the next day, all the congregation of the people of Israel grumbled against Moses and against Aaron, saying, "You have killed the people of the Lord." And when the congregation assembled against Moses and against Aaron, they turned toward the tent of meeting, and behold, a cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord appeared. And Moses and Aaron came to the front of the tent of meeting, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Get away from the midst of this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment." And they fell on their faces, and Moses said to Aaron, "Take your censer and put fire on it from off the altar, and lay the incense on it, and carry it quickly to the congregation, and make atonement for them. For the wrath has gone out from the Lord, the plague has begun." So Aaron took it, as Moses said, and ran into the midst of the assembly. And behold, the plague had already begun among the people, and he put the incense and made atonement for the people. and he stood between the dead and the living, and the plague was stopped. Now those who died in the plague were 14,700, besides those who died in the affair of Korah. And Aaron returned to Moses at the entrance of the tent of meeting when the plague was stopped. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the people of Israel and get from them staves, one for each father's house, from all their chiefs according to their father's house, 12 staves. Write each name, man's name on his staff, and write Aaron's name on the staff of Levi. For there shall be one staff for the head of each father's house. Then you shall deposit them in the tent of meeting before the testimony where I meet with you. And the staff of the man whom I choose shall sprout. Thus I will make to cease from me the grumblings of the people of Israel, which they grumble against you." Moses spoke to the people of Israel, and all their chiefs gave him staves, one for each chief according to their father's house, 12 staves. And the staff of Aaron was among their staffs. And Moses deposited the staffs before the Lord in the tent of the testimony. On the next day, Moses went into the tent of the testimony, and behold, the staff of Aaron for the house of Levi had sprouted and had put forth buds and produced blossoms, and it bore ripe almonds. Then Moses brought out all the staves from before the Lord to all the people of Israel, and they looked, and each man took his staff. And the Lord said to Moses, "Put back the staff of Aaron before the testimony, to be kept as a sign for the rebels, that you may make an end of their grumbling against me, lest they die." Thus did Moses, as the Lord commanded him, so he did. And the people of Israel said to Moses, "Behold, we perish. We are undone. We are all undone. Everyone who comes near to the tabernacle of the Lord shall die. Are we all to perish?" Mark 14, verses 43 through 52. And immediately while he was still speaking, Judas came, one of the 12, and with him a crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. Now, the betrayer had given them a sign, saying, "The one I will kiss is the man. Seize him and lead him away under guard." And when he came, he went up to him at once and said, "Rabbi," and he kissed him. And they laid hands on him and seized him. But one of those who stood by drew his sword and struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. And Jesus said to them, "Have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs to capture me? Day after day I was with you in the temple teaching, and you did not seize me. But let the scriptures be fulfilled." And they all left him and fled. And a young man followed him with nothing but a linen cloth about his body. And they seized him, but he left the linen cloth and ran away naked. This is the word of the Lord. And just a little interesting tidbit here that you may have not noticed before because just of a quick reading of the Gospels, or just because, you know, you might have not have read through Mark, you know, verse by verse ever before, but the story in verse 51 through 52, and a young man followed him with nothing but a linen cloth about his body, and they seized him, but he left the linen cloth and ran away naked. What is that about? Well, it is believed that this is Mark. This is Mark who writes this gospel, that this is who writes the gospel right here. He was camping out with the disciples. He was camping out with Jesus in the garden, and he was following from the shadows, and they caught him. And so he runs away naked. Just a little interesting historical tidbit. Now, once again, that is not biblically 100%. We don't know that for sure. But this is what's presumed by many scholars, that this right here is Mark. I hope that brought some laughter and joy to your day, as well as just helped give you a better perspective on the Gospels. Nevertheless, the grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen.